Hi, my name's Ashley, and I'm here with my friend Juliana, and I'm going to be talking about my study abroad experience in China. I went to China for 3 weeks during a winter term trip, and we got to go to 7 different cities while we were in China, and it was one of the most amazing experiences I had ever had. I had previously taken an Asian studies course, so I know a lot of information about China and the places we were headed. And there's just one specific moment or experience that I wanted to touch on today, and that was my journey to the Great Wall of China. I think climbing the Great Wall of China was a really pivotal experience in my study abroad trip. So we started off our trip in Beijing, and from Beijing, it takes about 2 hours to get to the Great Wall of China, and I watched on the bus us drive out of this big city full of millions of people into literally nothing, all these mountains and greenery, and I just never expected China to look like that. And as we're going, I'm getting more excited knowing I'm going to the Great Wall of China, and I kept thinking about it. I'm like, wow, one of the 7 wonders of the world, but I didn't realize what it would really feel like to be walking on the Great Wall of China. And everyone knows that it's one of the 7 wonders of the world, and that the primary purpose of the Great Wall was to protect the Chinese Empire from the Mongolians and other invaders. I knew before going to the wall that it was going to be a very large structure, and I didn't really grasp how big it was going to be. From about, I think, maybe 15 to 30 minutes away from the wall, you could see it in the mountains, and it is just huge, and there's so much to it. So we got there, and there's 2 different paths you can take on the Great Wall. One's a harder one and one's an easier one. I was like, you know, if I'm going to be walking, it's really cold, I'm going to take the easier path. And it wasn't easy. It's a really hard climb. You don't realize how steep the wall really is. So you're walking and all the steps are uneven because, one, it's super old, and two, it was built over so many years. So you're walking and walking, and all of a sudden you're like, one step's kind of broken. And then I look up and the wall just kind of goes straight up. And I was like, I'm pretty sure I picked the easy path, but, you know, maybe not. So I get to the top of one of the areas and I look down and I'm like, we are so high up. And I just took a look out into the landscape and my mind was just flooded with all the facts, history, stories that I know about the Great Wall of China. And I just really took it in right there that I was in China, that I was standing on the Great Wall. And this is an experience that I'll never be able to forget. And it was a really hard climb, but it also was really fun. I do have blonde hair, and I guess I dressed a little too bougie on the Great Wall of China. I had some big sunglasses on, and some of the local people may have thought I was a celebrity. So every few steps I would take or whenever I was doing something, people would just snap pictures of me. And I think that's when I really realized how much I loved being in China and how great this experience was. I remember this one family came up to me, and I took individual photos with them, double photos, a whole family photo. I might be in their Chinese New Year card. I'm not sure, but I know that this is one of my favorite experiences being in China.
And how long did you climb the wall for?
Oh, we were there for a couple hours. I think we climbed up for like 15 to like 30 minutes, and we stood up the top taking pictures and just like really taking in everything that we could see. And then we started to walk down, and honestly, the walk down is harder than the walk up because you're walking so steep. I thought I was going to fall. There's no railings on the Great Wall of China. You see all these little old people walking up and down so quickly. I was really concerned why I was struggling so hard compared to everyone else, but it was just the best experience being there, and I will never forget, you know, my journey walking the Great Wall of China.